This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. I'm hosting an award ceremony in Leeds tonight for the radio industry, and me and Chris are bringing a breathalyzer with us to test on the stars. There's another freshers game. This time it's Esme, a fresher at Aston University, revealing what's really happened in her first few weeks as a fresher. Oh, and her dad's on the other line. And some of our teen heroes for the Teen Awards this weekend, Holly and Ollie, choose today's bangers. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Scott Mills here with Chris.
Hi.
Right, six-piece breakfast, right? £2.
Yeah.
So good.
You've been buzzing off it all day.
So tonight, I'm hosting a award ceremony in Leeds, which is like the Oscars of the radio world.
But it's a brilliant position to be in because we're also nominated for one of the awards. So I assume you can sway this either way.
What do you mean?
Well,
I don't have any say in
it.
No, I can't be.
Why?
I don't know who the winners are. I've done a whole rehearsal this morning, and I just have to go, and the winner is blah, 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 because they won't tell me.
But why don't you have a little peek in the envelope then?
I don't know where the envelopes are. I mean, it would be good to get like a sneak peek before to see if we have one, because then we'll know how to react when we do.
Yeah, exactly.
But I have no knowledge of that whatsoever. Coming up, music from Post Malone, also Pink and Sam Smith in the next 20 minutes. And today at 1:40... we're going to speak to our private investigator, James. Now, I think that we're probably the only show ever on Radio 1 to have an actual PI.
I think it's brilliant. But also, what I like is we get so many callers on who are honest about their job, and they'll give us a real insight. And I think we all really like hearing what really goes on with people's jobs. We have a lot of cabin crew on telling us about crop dusting and various other things that they get up to on planes.
You might want to explain what crop dusting is.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's where a member of cabin crew, when you see them walking up and down the aisle...
If there's an annoying passenger,
if they're not really holding anything or there's no real reason why they're walking, they're probably crop dusting. What it means, they're just dispersing a little fart.
Yes.
Against a passenger that they don't like.
Indeed, it happens a lot. And we've had people on admitting that.
Yeah, so cabin crew have been on, and I think it's brilliant that we've got a PI who has really given us an insight into their job.
If you've not heard this guy, James, before, he calls us every now and again, and it's like the stuff that TVs and movies are made of, right? It's just like, his job is to follow people around, he spies on people, and he catches out real-life cheaters. Mm. And he's going to be speaking to us. He's got a whole load of news stories. That's happening at 1:40.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
Remember that time we had a private investigator randomly calling up for Real or No Real?
Yeah, that's right. Didn't we sort of adopt him as the show's PI as well?
Well, I kind of forgotten about him, but he's been back on, and he's got some more stories for us.
This is great news.
Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
I didn't mean I'd forgotten about you. I mean, it's just been a while, you know?
It's been a little while, yeah. How you doing?
Yeah, really good. Where do we find you right now? Are you in a bush, sort of spying on people?
Not quite. I'm in Essex today.
Okay.
With the newspaper with holes cut out in it?
Hello. I'm not spying anyone today. I'm just on my way to the office.
Got some news?
I do have some juicy stories for you.
Yes!
This is what we want to hear.
I love this! What have you got?
So it happened, Scott. The cheetah style experience that I know you love, I finally got to be present when a client confronted her husband about the results.
Great. Oh. Because often with you, you file the report, don't you? You do the investigate and you file the report, but you don't see the afters.
Yeah, I did this time, though.
What happened?
Well, it was fun. I had to follow a guy in London, in central London, and I ended up getting quite close to him in a bar. Ended up chatting to him, and he bought me some drinks, and he was with his girlfriend, and he was married, so this is the girlfriend, you know, naughty.
Hang on right there a second. If you're being the spy, what made you think to get involved? You could have ended up in the love triangle. You could have been the one having the affair.
Just wait, it gets better.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Sorry.
So I'm talking to the client by text as well, and I told her what's going on.
I'm currently in a bar with your husband and his girlfriend.
Yeah, sending photos as well. And meanwhile, the guy has no idea, obviously, who I am and what my intentions are.
But how did you get chatting to him?
Well, I had to get close to him, obviously, close physically, in a crowded bar in central London, and I ended up literally bumping into him and just chatting about the slow bar service and then my friends.
Never trust anyone who just bumps into you.
Yeah.
Prob's a PI. Oh,
it's going to be you, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm texting his wife, telling her where he is, and she sends down her best friend to randomly bump into him in the bar. So obviously I know what's coming, he doesn't. So the friend comes down and she bumps into him and she's like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And the look of horror on his face, pure panic. He pulls me to one side after this and he tries to get me to basically cover for him and say that the girl is my girlfriend.
Oh, no, this is
mad. He obviously doesn't know that you're the private investigator, that you're in on it.
He just thinks I'm some random bar friend that he's made and wants me to cover for him.
This is mad that this even goes on.
So I did. I covered for him. I was like, oh, this is my girlfriend. And anyway, the best friend goes away in the end, knowing full well what's going on. And on the way back, I said, oh, I'm going the same way as you. So we get on the tube together. And I've arranged for his wife to be waiting at the train station at the top of the stairs.
No!
I couldn't do your job because I hate any kind of confrontation.
It was scary.
You love it.
What's going to happen, obviously.
Listen to you actually enjoy it, don't you?
Oh, it's so fun. Scott, you need to come on one of these jobs with me.
We totally do. We can be part of one of your... I mean, it's obviously, it's very sad to hear that there's problems and things like that, but in terms of the kind of PI side of things, we could help. Like, we could be part of the story, couldn't we?
Yeah.
You guys should deliver the results to my client.
Yeah, we could be part of your sting. Okay, right, so you're on the tube with this guy.
So we're heading up the escalators. He doesn't know what's coming, obviously. He clocks his wife at the top of the escalators on the other end of the barrier, and he starts trying to walk down the escalators, which is going the wrong way.
That's never a good look.
It's just comical now, because he's had a few drinks as well, so he thinks this is a good idea.
So what are you saying to him?
Nothing. I'm just behind him at this point, and he's trying to get past me and get back down the stairs, trying to get out.
But the wrong way on the escalator.
Okay, so the stairs
are way.
The stairs are going up, he's going down.
And then he eventually gives up. And I think he turns around to kind of get me to adopt the same ruse, this is my girlfriend. And he turns around and I'm just gone. I'm down the other side of the escalator. I've come back down. But I do come back up at some point just to catch them having a heated discussion about what's going on.
God.
It was a bit cringe, but really satisfying at the same time. So I disappeared after I thought I knew that she was going to obviously tell him that she knows everything because she's had a private investigator. And it happens to be the guy that he bought a drink for. I knew that I didn't want to be around that situation in case,
Yeah. That's mad!
It kicks off and you move on. The thing is, James, you are everywhere, potentially.
Yeah. Everywhere,
you're the guy in the bar that you bump into.
Yeah.
You're the guy on the escalator that you pass.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, you were stuck on a tube train the other day.
I had
no driver.
I was, yes.
How do you know that?
There was a lady next to you.
Yes.
I was that lady.
That's what I mean, Scott. Oh. He's here. He's there. He's here.
He's here. He's there. He's here. He's there.
Yeah.
People like you scare me a bit.
Mm.
In a good way.
Yeah.
But it's also intriguing.
James, if you're all right to wait there.
Yeah, of course.
And in a minute, I'm going to get some tips from you if I wanted to be a PI this weekend, just to try it out.
Okay.
Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Just talking to James on the show, who is kind of our show's private investigator now.
Yes.
Hi, James.
Hi, guys.
So, let's say that I wanted to get into your line of work. Maybe I want to spy on someone, check someone out a bit, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a private investigator this weekend, what would I have to do?
So, just learn to talk to random people. As an activity, you can just go and talk to a stranger. But make up, obviously, it's a bit difficult for you, Scott, because some people know your face. But you make up a background story of who you are, and you have to try and just get a few pieces of personal information from that person.
Mm.
So you can, you can make anything up about yourself, just like a cover story.
Right.
It makes you feel quite spy-like.
All right, so if I'm in a bar, right, and I want to private investigate someone, do I pretend to be their love interest or something? What persona do I need to adopt?
Well, it depends who it is, but flirting definitely helps get people's trust. So if you start flirting with somebody and come up with a little cover story about yourself, tell them something about you, which isn't necessarily true, and then try and get them to tell you something about them.
What name should you give yourself?
Oh, it's got to be a ridiculous name.
Okay.
But it's believable, but also ridiculous.
Right, what have you given yourself before then? Or can't you tell me?
I can't tell you.
And also, just asking for a friend, what are the signs of cheating?
Great question.
Well, if you think, obviously, your partner's cheating, they tend to be hiding their phone quite a lot. That's a good sign. Or their times are inconsistent. They take too long to come home from work or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the phone thing. I think that you're going to land a lot of people in trouble there. There's nothing wrong with the phone being a bit private, I should point out.
It's important. If someone starts changing their plan, if they're suddenly being more secretive than they would normally be, then that's obviously a bit of a red flag.
Okay, so you look for a change in pattern.
Change in habit, yeah.
Yeah.
If in doubt, call James, your friendly neighbour FBI.
James, we'll definitely get you back on next week. I know you've got loads of stories.
I have got loads of stories, yeah.
We should do a weekly thing where we get you on.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you've got enough?
Yeah, absolutely. I've got another one, which is when I took my nan undercover as well, which is pretty good.
Okay, save that for next time. Maybe next week, right?
Absolutely. Give me a call.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Love you, bye.
Bye, everybody.
Scott Mills.
I'm with Chris. We're in Leeds today because tonight, can you...
Sorry, that will be
can you wait for my
second.
Cue? Thank you. Because tonight, I'm hosting an event called the Arias. You know, like every industry has their own awards. Well, this is the awards for our industry. So it's the Radio Industry Awards. Mm. So people that are on the radio, people that maybe do podcasts, they're all going to be in Leeds. Well, pretty much all of the radio industry are going to be in Leeds tonight. And I'm hosting the whole thing.
Sorry.
Now, can you... We need to explain what that beeping is. We've had an idea. There is going to be like a red carpet, and we're going to breathalyze some of these stars. Stop it!
I'm not pressing anything.
We're going to breathalyze some of the stars tonight because it's a radio event. There will be people that have had a few drinks, and like Sigrid is going to be there. Also, Busted. Like one of them doesn't drink at all, but we'll breathalyze the other two.
No, I think the key here is just breathalyze lots of people. Because we can. Do you want me... Because it takes a second to fire this thing up. Can I press the button now?
Right, okay. Now, here's the thing. Right, so listen. I know a lot of people in the radio industry will be listening to this show right now on the way up to Leeds or down to Leeds. Beware, Bob and Pam from Signal Radio. We will be breathalyzing you tonight playing the results on this show tomorrow.
Yeah. So, Scott, you actually ordered this, which is fantastic. So we've got a police-style breathalyzer,
which is a brilliant phrase. So I went on eBay last week, knowing that we were going to do this feature, and I was like, well, I've got to take it to Leeds, so I better order it now. Next day, actually, and I spent £4.99 of my monies on this breathalyzer.
I'm going to do the first blow just to prove it.
Okay.
And,
now, are the batteries running out there or what?
Because... No. So what it does is it counts down from 100.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the leaflet that comes with it has been badly translated, I think, into English.
Yes, okay. But it was £4.99. There were breathalyzers on the internet going for about 130 quid, and I was like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Read me the instructions then. Bear in mind, it's been translated from Chinese to English.
It's going to count down to 100. Right, I need to blow. One second.
Okay. Obviously, you've not had a drink. Or have you? Okay. And what's the reading there, please?
I've blown zero.
Right. There we are.
So, what I would like to do now, because we did say we'd test on me, is I'd like you to blow.
Okay.
So, it says zero on here.
Sure.
So, I'm just going to count it down. One second. You need to...
Oh, no, but I had some wines last night after my talk.
Well, that's what I'm interested to see, because you told me you're having a quiet night. So we're just going to...
What about the instructions?
Calm down. You told me you're having a quiet night, so I'm just interested to see how quiet it was. We'll blow down... we'll go down from 100... Oh, is the breathalyzer broken already?
Instructions.
The instructions... Weight shows on downside of screen. Shows 100 to 0 down count. Please wait now, otherwise accuracy not good.
Right. Okay, so we need to wait. We'll wait there.
We might have to do new batteries. Do you want to go again in a minute?
Yeah. So if you are listening from any radio station, just to let you know, you will be being breathalyzed tonight at the awards.
And now, are you doing this when you're on stage, Scott? Or do you want me to with the breathalyzer?
Well, obviously, I'll be busy. So if you can do it for a bit, and then after I finish presenting, I will also help you, all right?
Yeah. Also, we can get some readings at the start of events, and then we can try find those same people towards the end.
Obviously, we'll be recording this. We will have a microphone, and we'll play the results on tomorrow's show.
Scott Mills.
Chris, you know I've got my spies here, there, everywhere. Here, there, here, there, here.
I do.
Confirmed, just spotted by one of my spies, Vanessa Fouts, spotted boarding a train from London to Kings Cross to Leeds.
Wow.
Just blow into this for me, would you, Vanessa? Thanks, babes.
It's fine bringing a breathalyzer to something
darling,
isn't it?
Oh, right. When you're a breathalyzer but you've only used twice, is already misting, the screen is misting up when you blow into it.
Mm.
You know it's not that expensive.
I don't think
it's going to last till tonight.
We did just get you to blow and results were fine.
Yeah. What are you expecting?
Within limits.
Scott Mills.
What's happening with the breathalyzer, please? I'm worried it's not going to last till tonight.
Yeah, we've decided to turn the breathalyzer off for now. Just
save battery.
You know, save it for later.
I've got spares and everything. Coming up, we've got a freshers game for you at 3:10. Esme from Aston University is on today. Her dad will also be on the line. But will she be real? But she's really been up to in the first few weeks of freshers.
Oh, it's just going to be horribly awkward for the father, I think.
It's coming up.
Scott Mills. Radio 1's Teen Heroes.
It is Radio 1's Teen Awards this weekend, and please welcome two of our teen heroes, Holly and Ollie. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, we've already met, haven't we? Because we spent a really quite fun day a week or so ago at Thorpe Park.
Yeah.
It was good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
When you say it was good, Scott is notoriously bad with rides.
Yeah, they know
he?
That. They even spent the day with me.
It was so funny.
I'm pretty sure he went on like one.
Oh, no. Was,
yeah,
I
the Dodgers.
Three.
No.
Hang on. We went for The Walking Dead together.
That's not a,
that's not a ride.
All right. What was the other one that we went on? Oh, no. The water one.
Right. That's one. That's... And then Detonator.
Right. There we are.
That's two. That's
okay, two.
Did he do the teacups?
No, he did the Dodgers.
Too scared.
Did Dodgers?
Me and Scarlett annihilated them too.
Yeah, Scarlett Moffat came
with
us.
Yeah, I heard about this trip. Yeah, sadly I wasn't invited, but that's fine. I just watch you all having a good day.
We had a great day, Chris.
So Scarlett Moffat, what was she like?
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's
joking.
So funny.
Did she go on the rides?
Yeah.
Some of them. they were both quite scared.
Yeah, me and Scarlett were basically cowering in the corner quite a lot. Quite a lot of the day. But we won a bear.
Yeah, that's true. Probably because we paid them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Won it.
Maybe we did offer them some money.
Yeah.
We couldn't get the hoops on the thing, so
mate,
we were like, okay.
It,
we
always, it always looks so easy, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, no.
It was so hard. It was so hard.
Are you looking forward to coming to Wembley? Because you're going to be on stage with us as our teen heroes this weekend.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty excited.
What about you, Ollie?
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
It's going to be good.
It's nervous. Blech. No, I actually can't speak.
It's nerve-wracking. What do you imagine it to be like when you step out? Because I think it's always an amazing thing to catch up with you guys afterwards, and I know how much you're going to enjoy it. But how are you both imagining it at this stage?
I don't know. I'm thinking that like people will be clapping, and then when you walk out, their face is just going to go down. They're just looking like, "What is that?
No,
they're like, what are you doing?"
No. You'll get like a proper standing ovation.
Yeah.
And we're going to be with you on the day anyway on Sunday, so it's all good. I'm not sure how much help we'll be, but we'll be there.
Yeah.
Right, for people that don't know, before we continue, let's hear Holly and Ollie's story.
I'm Oliver and I'm 13 years old.
I'm Holly and I'm 15 years old. In 2011, our mum suffered from a traumatic experience which resulted in the appearance of her mental illness.
She developed an illness called dissociative identity disorder, where Mum has different personalities within herself, so she could be a 15-year-old who is extremely rude, or she could be a 3-year-old who doesn't know how to tie her laces. She changes personality, and then we've got to adapt to suit and best care for that personality. Just giving her an outlet.
Making sure that she's herself, doing things that she should be doing. I'd like to say the phrase kind of, in our world.
Yeah.
The Addams Movement is a charity that we wanted to set up to give young people an opportunity to reach out and have that support from people who do know what it's like to be a young carer.
People our age, they are intimidated by talking about what's going on in their lives to adults. I just want to kind of hope that people who are going through the same situations as us have somewhere to go so they can get help when they need it.
So that's Holly and Ollie's story, and that's why they are some of our teen heroes and will be celebrated at Wembley on Sunday with us. Obviously, Scarlett was with us on the day at Thorpe Park, which we gave you, and she was on the breakfast show yesterday morning, so she's left you a message.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah.
Here she is.
Hiya, Holly. Hiya, Ollie. It's Scarlett Moffat here. I hope you had an amazing time at Thorpe Park last week. I mean, how scary were some of them rides? Oh, and thanks for making me and Scott carry around that mahoosive teddy bear that we won for you. Have a great time at the Teen Awards.
I mean, where's the bear now?
In my bed.
Right, it's massive.
It's huge. It literally takes up half of it.
And Chris, do you take it in turns with that bear, or have you just...
won't let me have it.
No, it is mine.
Right, we're going to play a track, and then we're going to let you choose the thing that we normally do in the afternoon, bangers, OK?
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Holly and Ollie are here. We're kind of taking you under the wing as our teen heroes on this show this year, all right? And we'll be with you at Wembley on Sunday when you go on stage.
Is that all right with you both?
Yeah.
Happy you've got us?
We don't actually like it.
Oh! We just invited ourselves along anyway.
Ollie's just parred her.
Stick with me, Ollie.
Yeah, whoa.
Right, okay, so we normally do this thing called Bangers. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, and normally the listener comes on and tells us which one they want. Today, Holly and Ollie, you're in charge.
They better be good songs.
Well, yeah.
They better be good.
Well, here's what I've got for you. Initial thoughts?
It's all right.
This is great. The honesty is brutal. Is this more a Holly or an Ollie song, would you say?
Holly.
Yeah. No, right. No way. I would not listen to this.
Okay, well, they're both suitably embarrassed about that choice. Telephone, Lady Gaga, you can have that.
Or my choice today, which is this. It's in that
airplane. From the
night sky, like shooting stars. Oh, I've already lost.
It's got a slightly better reaction, I think. This is B.O.B., Hayley Williams, and Airplanes. Feeling it?
Like shooting stars.
Okay. Our teen heroes are picking the banger, so Holly, Ollie, make a joint decision, please.
Yeah.
Airplanes.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
All right.
Lucky.
All right, we'll see you on Sunday.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
That's B.O.B. and Hayley Williams, Airplanes on BBC Radio 1. Well done, mate. You deserve that.
Yeah, I think the right banger won today.
Holly and Ollie really weren't feeling Lady Gaga.
No, it can, well, got a little bit awkward, that, actually.
We will see them at the Teen Awards on Sunday. It all starts from Wembley. Alice Levine, midday on Sunday. Tonight, I am hosting a big award ceremony for the radio industry in Leeds. It's huge, this thing. It's in the First Direct Arena in Leeds. A lot of people are on the way to Leeds now, which is where we are, for the Oscars of the radio world, as everyone always says. It's not, but yeah. And we are going to be breathalysing some people on the red carpet later, and then later on in the evening. So if you are coming from any radio station, you're not safe. We will be asking you to blow and speak into a mic. How is the breathalyser? We turned it off.
We've turned it off for now. Just save it to later, I think. But yeah, we will blow away later.
It did cost me $4.99 from eBay. This guy's been on. This is Kieran saying he's a breathalyzer expert. Sounds like it has low battery on that breathalyzer. Either that or the beeps are signalling it's ready to use. Could be draining the batteries quickly due to poor design. He says, I'm pretty sus on any electronic product on eBay that can't be bought as at a real store. I'd rather spend a bit extra and then get a receipt than take a risk on an electronic eBay item. Well, that's your view. I think that's $4.99 well spent, actually.
Yeah, and it's in police style, apparently.
It's a police style breathalyzer. As long as it gets us through tonight, that's all we need.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills, and it's time for another Freshers game. Now, the students have been back a few weeks now, but I guess people are still, you know, getting used to their new surroundings and new people.
I also think with this game, though, it doesn't just rely on freshers necessarily, does it?
Not.
When you've still got family at home, The game still stands.
So some potentially very embarrassing stories here revealed about one fresher, but on the upside, you can also win stuff to really help you out in your first year at uni.
Also, parents will always have in the back of their heads that they can redecorate your room.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to change.
Yeah.
We're going to move it into an office. It doesn't happen straight away often.
But it will happen.
But it will happen. They'll definitely try.
Our fresher today is Esme. Hiya.
Hi.
You're right.
Yes, thanks. For you?
Really good. Now, what university are you at?
I'm at Aston University in Birmingham.
Loving life?
Yeah.
We know Aston Uni very well, don't we, Scott? Yes. We've DJed there a couple of times. Lovely place.
Would you say the last few weeks have been eventful?
Definitely.
Okay.
And are you missing home?
I do enjoy sleeping there when I go back.
Okay. It's not that far away, though, is it? Is it Warwick?
Warwick, yes.
Well, on the other line, I've got your dad, Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Esme's room as we speak.
You're in Esme's room.
And Matt, have you got another use for that room? That, you know, if Esme's at uni, could you do something else with it, maybe? Turn it into a gym? I don't know.
Well, turn it into a gym, yeah, definitely a possibility. I think the boys are sort of wiring it up as well, so...
Right, okay. Someone else is going to move in. One of the brothers.
Yeah, upgrade.
Okay, well, we're playing for some of the contents of your room today. Some of it could be binned off, but you could also win stuff to help you out as a fresher, all right?
Okay.
Are we ready for level one?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
You know what it's like at uni, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already feeling the strain on this one.
It's harder with the dads, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay, level one. At stake, if Matt gets this right, Esme, I'm afraid your beloved unicorn onesie that's in your room right now has to go. In the bin.
No.
You love that onesie.
I do. I really love it.
It's not all bad news, though, Esme. If Matt gets this wrong, you will get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Very good, yes.
OK, so here is level one. Matt, I've got one question here with three multiple choice answers, OK?
Yeah, OK.
Only one of these multiple choice answers has actually happened. The other two we've made up. OK, here's your first question. How did Esme disgrace herself on only her second night at university? Did she A, attempt to play the trumpet using her bum? B, knocked over an entire bookshelf in the library after trying to climb to the top shelf? Or C, it's very silent, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like this. The silence is, yeah.
Or C, get thrown out of the student union twice in one night? What would you least like it to be?
Probably A.
Yeah, the trumpet bum thing is...
I think the trumpet bum. Mind you, she does sort of make those noises anyway. So
right.
Perfectly feasible.
I don't think it's physically possible, but, you know, when you're at university,
you
probably
you
have a
go. You try new things at university, don't you?
Yes. OK, so you'd least like it to be A. Which one do you think it actually is, Matt?
I'm going to go for B.
Knocking over the entire bookshelf.
Yeah.
In the library, OK. Is she a climber? Does she normally climb things?
Occasionally.
Yeah, and she's quite adventurous like that. She will try and climb to the top shelf if needs be.
OK.
That's right, yeah, it'd be a challenge for her as well.
So Matt thinks Esme knocked over an entire bookshelf. Is that correct? No, it was C, Matt.
Oh, no.
Got thrown out of the student union twice in one night. Esme, would you like to explain?
Yeah, so I was having a very good night and I was falling over a lot and I just got told that I wasn't able to go back for the rest of the night.
Well, OK, good.
Yeah, all right, so you got kicked out, but it says you got kicked out twice here.
You tried again, didn't you?
I did. I came back to my accommodation and I changed outfits and I went back.
Nice. Disguise.
They'll never recognise me now.
So why did you get kicked out the second time?
I think they just realised that I was the same person.
They recognised you.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That disguise did not work.
Well, good news to you, Esme, then. Your unicorn onesie is fine and you've got a crate of cider. Good so far.
Brilliant. Okay, Matt, you okay?
I have to admit, that was sort of a really clever thing, even if she was sort of a bit worse for wear. So, yeah, fair play on that one.
OK. Well done for... That's my daughter. Yeah. Right, OK, we're going to break here, but stand by for level 2 and 3 on the Freshers game. The situations may ramp up somewhat, just to let you know, Matt.
OK.
Wait right there.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
We're playing the Freshers game on BBC Radio 1 with Fresher Esme, who is at Aston University in Birmingham. Hiya.
Hi.
This is her dad, Matt. Hello.
Hello.
So some embarrassing stories being revealed here, but remember, on level 2, same as level 1, Matt, only one of these multiple choice answers has actually happened. The other two we made up.
Okay.
If Matt the dad gets this right, posters of Ed Sheeran and Channing Tatum that currently adorn Esme's walls at home will be ripped down. I love you've still got posters.
I know. I need some eye candy every now and then.
Matt, are you ready to rip those down?
I am. I mean, there's a few other posters if you want the details of those as well.
Go.
Okay. We've got a SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. Eye candy there.
Yeah, eye candy. Cartoon eye candy, which is weird.
What about the solar system poster?
Oh, no, not that one. Not that one.
No, not the solar system.
Sky candy.
Okay, are you ready for level 2?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, so the posters might go, but...
But if you get this wrong, Matt, Esme, this is really cool. Your gym membership for the on-campus fitness centre will be paid for by your father.
Very good.
That is good. Here's the question. Matt, what is Esme ashamed to admit has occurred in her new dorm room? A. After being sick in her room several nights ago, she still hasn't cleared it up because she can't find it.
Oh, grim.
That's grim. B. Has already received a visit from hall security after reports of excess noise. Or C, was feeling so lazy she had a pizza delivery guy bring a large pepperoni passion to her actual bed. That's not one, by the way. It was a pizza. Once again, Matt, I need to ask you what you'd least like it to be.
I'm probably going to sort of say A again but
yeah.
I think that's going to be the answer, though. I think I'm going to go with A on this one.
Oh, no. Okay, is it A? It is A, Matt.
Oh.
Yeah.
She still can't find it. Esme, explain.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I remember being sick. I woke up in the morning and I... Well, my room smelled a bit funny, but literally could not find it.
That's where brilliant. Is it? and you found it now, right?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
And your posters are coming down.
Matt! Proceed with the ripping down. Whoa!
Straight in.
Whoa!
That is brutal.
Oh, he's loving it.
SpongeBob.
There goes the solar system. Feel better, Matt?
Yeah, I do, actually.
That sounded fun.
Please find that, Esme, if you could, at some point, because that's not nice.
I will try.
Oh, this is getting more and more tense. But, Matt, wait till you hear the situations in level 3. Are you ready for it?
I think so.
Okay, it's coming next.
Scott Mills.
This is the freshest game on Radio 1. We're still playing it with Esme, the fresher from Aston University. Hiya.
Hi.
And Dad, Matt, is here on the other line.
Hi.
Currently in Esme's room. Okay, let's do level 3, the final one. At stake, if Matt gets this right, Esme, I'm afraid your prized rock collection will be no more. It has to go. What is that?
So a few years ago, I found some stones on the floor and I couldn't part with them. They just feel and look so nice.
Oh, no, you really like them.
Matt, if you don't get this right, you will be buying Esme gig tickets on your credit card.
Okay.
For the next year.
Right.
Okay, good.
I thought I'd ramp it up.
Yeah.
Just
been,
for the
been ramped.
On this one.
Level 3.
Okay, here we go. Level 3. Here's your question. A lot of stake here, guys. What has Esme got to show for her first weeks at Aston University? A. A chipped tooth after trying to suckle a topless stone statue. Oh, we've all done it. B. The nickname Knuckles. Or C, a new tattoo. Matt, be careful before you answer. There's a lot here going on.
I realise that.
What would you not want it to be?
A tattoo.
Tattoo, okay.
Does Esme...
Fine with the nickname Knuckles.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know
what that means.
Shall we speculate?
I'm not sure what that sort of means, yeah.
Could have been a punch-up.
Oh, could have been, yeah. But suckling a topless stone statue as well, like, that's mad if true. Because, you know, what are you suckling on?
Right, well, we don't need to get into that. Matt, what do you think it is? A, B or C? Chipped tooth, the nickname Knuckles or a new tattoo?
I'm going to go with Knuckles.
Your daughter's nickname is Knuckles?
Yeah, and if this is right, it's going to stick, I'm afraid.
Okay. No!
No, it's not!
It was A! She's got a chipped tooth because she did try and suckle a topless stone statue, Matt.
Oh, no.
Esme, explain.
How big is the chip?
No, it was very small, but I tried to file it down the next morning with a nail file.
Don't do that. Go to a dentist. That's horrendous.
What was the crack with the statue? Like, why?
She just looked appealing.
Fine. So the rock collection's fine. That's good news, in case you want to suckle on that. And
that's fine. It's not going anywhere.
But even better news, Esme, you're going to be getting all the gig tickets courtesy of your dad.
On his credit card.
But, Matt, the good news is, I suppose, from your side of things, the posters are down. You know, at least something's happened for you.
Yeah.
I might have to take a few more down now as well.
Oh, you do it now if you want. Esme, all fine?
Yeah.
Relatively unscathed, I think.
Yeah. Lucky escape.
And Matt, thanks, Dad, for being a good sport and playing along on the Freshers game.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Scott Mills.
Greg's on at 4 this afternoon. Alice Levine is on the show. And also, I've just had this news in. There is an important Fatberg update.
Oh.
You know, Greg went to visit the Fatberg a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
I don't know what's happened. Listen from 4 on Radio 1. I mean, if that doesn't keep you listening, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tip of the Fatberg.
I know. Something I've noticed, which I want to bring to the radio now, you putting emphasis on wrong words.
Yeah.
Do you know that you do this?
Are you doing it
on purpose?
No. Do you know what? My sister says this about me as well. So it's something you've picked up on.
Right. So earlier in the week on the show, we were talking about the place Barrow-in-Furness, and you said Barrow-in-Furness. Then also I noticed we were just talking about you watching Liar on ITV, and you call it ITV.
Yeah.
And that's
weird.
Yeah,
I do. My sister said something the other day, right? Because I'm not really like a pudding guy, but I ordered a creme brulee.
It's not that though, is it?
And it seems that I'm doing something wrong, because to me that sounds really normal. It's like the
creme brulee.
I say some
say again?
TV creme brulee.
Right.
And you're right, I do like to watch Liar on ITV.
Right.
But it shouldn't annoy everyone that I do that.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, you've pointed this out to me before. I say Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, that's the wrong emphasis there. Strictly Come Dancing. Say again.
Strictly Come Dancing.
No, wrong.
Why is that wrong, though?
It is wrong.
Is it?
Yes. I mean, no one calls it Strictly Come Dancing.
BBC.
I'm not having this.
I've gone too far.
I'm not having that.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Say tinfoil.
Tinfoil. Tinfoil, yeah.
Okay, Rebecca in Reading's been on. She says tinfoil. Well, that's wrong.
Another thing that apparently I do wrong is I often shorten the word man too much. Superman, for example. Mm.
Say Scarlet Moffat. I said it wrong as well.
Scarlet Moffat.
No, that's wrong.
Why is that wrong?
Also, you're saying Baron Finesse correctly, by the way, so stick to that one. The ITV thing is weird, says Luke the Trucker.
There's a few people saying like their boyfriend or girlfriend puts the wrong emphasis on the words the same as me. Maybe it's just a thing that just happens for some people like me.
It's quite Chandler Bing Ho from Friends, isn't it?
Sam in Bristol says, Scott, my girlfriend does the same word emphasis thing as Chris, but she won't agree that it's weird. Well, it's not weird because there's more than one person doing it. It's all good.
Okay. Say roller coaster.
You see, you're making me overthink it now. Roller coaster.
Okay.
It's when it's three things. I think I put the emphasis on the middle one, and that's the problem. ITV.
Say passport.
BBC. Passport.
No, that's wrong as well. Why have I not noticed this before?
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I think this breathalyzer idea for tonight's ARIA Awards that we're going to, I think it's such a good idea, by the way, Scott.
Yeah, thank
the
you.
More I think about it.
So we'll be on the red carpet later. So if there's anyone from, any radio station listening, you're not safe. We will be breathalyzing you on the red carpet and also during the award ceremony tonight and interviewing you. So watch out for that if you're listening.
Also, you know, with these award ceremonies, you sometimes see people doing speeches and giving out awards and you do think, like, some of the stuff they say is sometimes so outrageous.
Have we got any extra blowy bits, by the way? Because, like, can we change those or do the stars have to share each other's saliva?
Well, I just think we can wipe it down.
Oh, don't turn it back on again. The batteries are clearly flat.
I'm obsessed with it. We just gave it to someone who's had a beer.
Excellent. 5-4, everyone.
To test it, basically. But the thing is, it still comes up zero. So right. It makes me think that you've got to have a fair amount to...
it's faulty.
...to really register something. So if anyone does blow and it registers something, then, I assume we double it.
Can you pass me those instructions, please?
Yeah, the instructions are over here.
It keeps beeping for no reason.
Well, it's beeping because it wants me to blow.
Yeah.
What's the rules as well? Is anyone available for this thing, Scott? Or do you want me to only go... Sorry, I'm going to have to turn this off. Or do you want me to... Do you just want me to deal with, like, radio presenters or...
Everyone.
Everyone.
Like, all the pop stars that are there in Leeds tonight at the Radio Industry Awards. Yeah, definitely.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.